time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jim Piacitelli. We are going to talk about the Green Team of Carbon County. Now, this is something you've seen the trailers in town, but this is something that we need to let people know about and kind of give you an idea of what they've been up to and where they're located and what they can take and all of those great things. Plus, the best part of this is it's the community itself, because these things cannot be done on their own, and they've got a lot of great people that are helping them out. Jim, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here, and thanks to you and to KOAL for inviting us in.
Well, this is great information that people need to know, and that's what we're here about, is to let people know this kind of stuff. So let's start talking about the Green Team of Carbon County. You said that this has been kind of going on for about 13 years, right?
Exactly. 13 years this month, Dave.
And you guys kind of saw the need and kind of took it from there. So let's talk about the beginnings and everything and where this all kind of stemmed from.
Okay, Dave. Well, we began in 2009. I had just recently retired, and I was looking at, something that might help improve the community. And so I reached out to a city councilman, and they connected me with another councilman, and they were thinking along these lines, and a group of us got together and formed the Green Team. And we had a diverse group there, and we've gone up and down, had changes in the composition of the team, but it's persisted for these 13 years, and we're grateful for that.
And really, like I said, everybody's seen the trailers around town and those kinds of things. But what types of materials do you guys take in there for recycling?
Okay, let me say first too, Dave, just going back to that, is that our whole goal has been, our mission from the very beginning, was to keep all recyclable materials away from the landfill. So we wanted to reduce it or eliminate those, and that's what we've worked about. We haven't tried to say, we haven't competed against anybody. As long as that goal is being met, that's wonderful with us. So we've taken those things that make sense, like, SENSE, as well as CENTS as well, because it's apt to do that. And so you can't transport air profitably to the Wasatch Front, which we have to do. So our focus has been on paper, cardboard, and aluminum cans. All those can make that. And then we do that we began with one trailer, and then we've developed that into, now we have 10 trailers for paper, and those are located at Sutherland's, ETV News, the museum, the doctor's office, that's the one right behind the hospital, the bowling alley just down here on Carbonville Road, Helper next to the police station. And then we have four trailers at schools, one at Mont Harmon Junior High School, Middle School, Carbon High School, one at Creekview Elementary, and then at one at Bruin Point Elementary out at East Carbon. And again, we also collect from all the schools. We just take one of the trailers around to that when they call us and do that. So all those who are able, willing to participate, we collect from them as well.
So you guys pretty much have the county covered as far as where your trailers are set up at and everything like that. And we were talking before we came on the air, is there anything that you cannot take?
Yes, anything beyond those things we cannot take. So particularly we cannot take plastic, electronics, any of those other types of things I think that you generally think of, because they don't make sense to us to get them to where they can be recycled in the transfer station. Let me mention one more specific thing, Dave, that I overlooked. There are two other trailers that we have, and those are dedicated to cardboard. And the one that we've had the longest is behind Market Express on South Carbon Avenue, behind the Market Express facility there. And then the newest one we have is a cardboard trailer, a trailer dedicated to cardboard that's up on the CUSU Eastern campus. And it's behind the dorms on 3rd East, 4th North. So they just pull in there and they'll see the cardboard trailers there.
And that those are strictly for cardboard,
right.
Nothing else.
Right.
Okay.
Let's define, too, what we mean by cardboard. We can take, some people worry about cereal boxes, things like that. That's press board. And actually, that can go into either one of those trailers, either the paper trailers or the cardboard trailers. But the plastic inside them, plastic wrappers, should be removed from those first.
Okay. And you guys have a Facebook page that you were telling me that you get questions, just like I see questions all the time about, you know, I've got this, where can I take it? And,
right.
And you've got that listed on your Facebook page. What's the name of your Facebook page?
It's the Green Team of Carbon County.
Okay.
There's got to have the in there, the.
Got to have the. And the other thing, like I said, was... you've got places that are unfortunately can't be done here, but upstate, if you're traveling there, there are places that will take plastics and that will take e-waste and TVs and things like that. And all that information is on that Facebook page.
That's right. Yeah. And we're developing that further, you know, we're and constantly trying to keep it updated. So we appreciate people contacting us, letting us know if they found something or if they found something that's incorrect. That's great because that helps us keep it current.
So got to keep that current, especially this kind of information where it changes all the time.
Yes, exactly.
Before we get out of here, we talked at the very beginning about the fact that there are so many other people that have something to do with this. And you said you guys have plenty of businesses and sponsors and things like that for this. So let's take some time and list some of them right now.
Well, first and foremost, Dave, we want to say thanks to the hundreds of Carbon County residents of all ages who have, during our 13 years, really focused on recycling. And that's really what's made it the success it has. So, you know, what we've accomplished in those 13 years is having recycled a semi-full of aluminum and a warehouse of paper and a mountain of cardboard. And I say those things because that's really how big a volume that we've done. And so we're grateful for those things. And that's kept all those materials out of our landfill. We really owe a great vote of thanks to the supporters from Price City for sure, Loveless Ash, Office Etc., Zooks, U-Haul, and also Carbon County for their sustaining support. So we're really grateful for that, for all these people.
And once again, this can't be done alone. And it's always great when you've got people like that that are willing to chip in and make the extra mile and take care of things like this.
You bet. And we're always reaching out for people so you know they can contact us if they'd like to participate, join the team. That's grateful. We'd love to have them join us.
And is all that information on your Facebook page
right.
as well?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes.
So that's, once again, the Green Team of Carbon County, right?
Exactly. Thank
you. Look that up on Facebook. It'll have all the information there. And you know what? If you've got it sitting at home, keep it out of the landfill. Take it and put it in these trailers. It's a great thing. And you know what? It's very simple. Do it once a week. It's really easy that way, okay? Jim, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate the time.
Wonderful to be here, Dave. Thank you very much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.